This is your captain speaking. As you can tell in the cabin, we're hitting some shaky times, and it's about to get worse. So please take a moment, make sure you are buckled, and the loved ones around you are buckled. Because we're about to hit Turbulent Truth. In 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, each and every one of you.
Interesting day.
It's so hard to know where to start, even how to say hello anymore, because you know I don't want to offend anybody.
Well, you're I don't care. So you're Gary. That's how you start.
I am. I'm Gary Chapman.
And I'm Scott Kutcher.
There you go. And we're off.
And we're off.
Okay.
This is Turbulent Truth.
It is.
Welcome back. And so, if you're a first time, buckle up, Buttercup.
Yeah, because it's a wild one.
It is a wild one. So how about Tucker?
We're gonna go there.
Everyone is.
Cut to the chase.
But it's, you know, you said something off camera right before we started, and you piqued my interest like you always do, and I just want to go, tell me now. Mm. So now we're on camera, you got to tell me. Let me slow down, because I'm a little excited. Mm-hmm. You made a statement.
Right.
I don't believe Tucker got fired or parted ways. I believe it was mutual, parted ways, and was prompted to do so. Because of the whole lawsuit, you have a different theory. Everyone is talking about the lawsuit that happened,
yeah,
and how he called people out, how he, that was part of what?
I think it all plays into it. Okay. First of all, I don't think there was an agreement at all. They fired him.
No, I think what happened is they changed the show and he said, see ya.
They fired him.
For sure.
Monday morning, during the production.
I've never seen a confirmation of it yet.
It's everywhere now.
Okay.
During the production meeting, to talk about what they're going to do on the show tonight, right? They got word, the producers and the writers and all those people, they have a daily meeting. I've been in a bunch of those meetings. It's generally a fun time. It's a creative little hodgepodge. Mm-hmm. Everybody's throwing ideas.
A little spaghetti action.
A little bit. Huh? And they got the call. Tucker wasn't even there. They got the call saying Tucker's not—he's not coming in today. He's not coming back at all. So, yeah.
But do we have what were the events that led to that yet? We don't, do we?
I think it was a lot of things, like his stance on the election being stolen or not. The Jan 6 thing, was it an insurrection or not?
Yeah. So investigative reporting.
Absolutely.
Got him in trouble.
Okay. Well, the truth is what got him in trouble.
What?
Yeah.
It was turbulent.
It was. He had several more viewers than we do, but
you know, one
kind
or
of
two,
the same show.
One or two. By the way, please pass this on. Tell everyone to go to Rumble. Please. Anyone? Yeah. Bueller?
So if you're looking for something to do at the 8 p.m. Eastern hour each night, you can just watch and rewatch this, because it's kind of like Tucker.
Yeah.
But twice as good. No, I saw a thing this morning.
Okay.
It's a piece of a speech. It's about 6 minutes long. We actually should just play the thing.
Oh, you're gonna blindside me again.
I am. So he gave a speech at the Heritage Foundation.
Okay.
They had
I remember. Yeah.
And just last week, some annual meeting or whatever. And the things he said there.
Oh, you think that was the catalyst?
I think it may have been the straw that broke the proverbial fox's back. Yes.
Really? Let's watch that.
Yeah,
I have not seen that.
It's pretty cool.
It might be time to start to reassess the terms we use to describe what we're watching. So when I started at Heritage, the presumption was, and this is a very Anglo-American assumption, that the debates we're having are kind of rational debates about the way to get to mutually agreed upon outcomes, right? So like, we all want the country to be more prosperous and free and people to be less oppressed or whatever. And so we're gonna argue about tax rates, and I think higher tax gets us there. I'm a Keynesian and you disagree, you're an Austrian or whatever. But the objective is the same. And so we write our papers and they write their papers, and may the best papers win. I don't think that's what we're watching now at all. I don't think we're watching a debate over how to get to the best outcome. I think that's completely wrong. And I've come to this conclusion, and I should say at the outset, I'm an Episcopalian, so don't take any theological advice from me, because I don't have any. I grew up in the shallowest faith tradition that's ever been invented. it's not even a Christian religion at this point, I say with shame. But I'm just saying this as an observer of what's going on. There is no way to assess, say, the transgenderist movement with that mindset. Policy papers don't account for it at all. If you have people who are saying, I have an idea, let's castrate the next generation. Let's sexually mutilate children. I'm sorry, that's not a political debate. What? It has nothing to do with politics. What's the outcome we're desiring here? An androgynous population? Is that really what we are arguing for that? I don't think anyone could like defend that as a positive outcome. But the weight of the government and a lot of corporate interests are behind that. Well, what is that? Well, it's irrational. If you say, well, I think abortion is always bad. Well, I think sometimes it's necessary. That's a debate I'm familiar with. But if you're telling me that abortion is a positive good, what are you saying? Well, you're arguing for child sacrifice, obviously. It's not about like, oh, a teen girl gets pregnant, and what do we do about that? And victims of rape. I get it. Of course, I understand that, and I have compassion for everyone involved. But when the Treasury Secretary stands up and says, you know what you can do to help the economy? Get an abortion. Well, that's like an Aztec principle, actually. There's not a society in history that didn't practice human sacrifice. Not one. I checked. Even the Scandinavians, I'm ashamed to say. It wasn't just the Mesoamericans, it was everybody. So, like, that's what that is. What's the point of child sacrifice? Well, there's no policy goal entwined with that. No, that's a theological phenomenon. And that's kind of the point I'm making. None of this makes sense in conventional political terms. When people or crowds of people, or the largest crowd of people at all, which is the federal government, the largest human organization in human history, decide that the goal is to destroy things, destruction for its own sake. Hey, let's tear it down. What you're watching is not a political movement, it's evil. So if you want to assess, non-specific theological terms, and just say, if you want to know what's evil and what's good, what are the characteristics of those? And by the way, I think the Athenians would have agreed with this. This is not necessarily just a Christian notion. This is kind of a widely agreed upon understanding of good and evil. What are its products? What do these two conditions produce? Well, good is characterized by order, calmness, tranquility, peace, whatever you want to call it, lack of conflict, cleanliness. Cleanliness is next to godliness. It's true. It is. And evil is characterized by their opposites. Violence, hate, disorder, division, disorganization, and filth. So if you are all in on the things that produce the latter basket of outcomes, what you're really advocating for is evil. That's just true. I'm not calling for a religious war. Far from it. I'm merely calling for an acknowledgement of what we're watching, which is not what, and I'm not certainly not backing the Republican Party. I'm not making a partisan point at all. I'm just noting what's super obvious. Like, those of us who are in our mid-50s are caught in the past in the way that we think about this. One side's like, no, I've got this idea, and we've got this idea, and let's have a debate about our ideas. They don't want a debate. Those ideas won't produce outcomes that any rational person would want under any circumstances. Those are manifestations of some larger force acting upon us. It's just so obvious. It's completely obvious. And I think two things. One, we should say that and stop engaging in these totally fraudulent debates where we are using the terms that we used in 1991 when I started at Heritage, as if maybe, I could just win the debate if I marshaled more facts. I've tried that, doesn't work. And two, maybe we should all take just like 10 minutes a day to say a prayer about it. I'm serious, like why not? And I'm saying that to you, not as some kind of evangelist, I'm literally saying that to you as an Episcopalian, the Samaritans of our time. I'm coming to you from the most humble and lowly theological position you can. I'm literally an Episcopalian, okay? And even I have concluded it might be worth taking just 10 minutes out of your busy schedule to say a prayer for the future, and I hope you will.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I can kind of see where you think that might have been the straw that
he just laid it all out there.
He did.
It's like it's good and evil. It reminds me of something that one of us, no, I think both of us have said many, many times in the past year or so. This is not political.
It isn't.
It's not.
It isn't.
Not, and don't get distracted by colors. Red, blue, hello, oh, shiny, look, oh, gosh. No, this is good and evil.
It is.
It's good and evil. Figure out which side you're on and stand up for it. Stand the hell up, please.
Because I don't care what side of the aisle you're on.
I probably offended somebody.
No,
there.
It's not me. So, I don't care who you vote for. There is a certain compass that's been put into us by God when he created us.
Mm-hmm.
That we know in our core what's good and what's bad.
Yes, we do.
We do.
It's written on your heart.
So to say that, you know, I don't see it, that means you're not walking with God, period, end of story.
You just chose to not pay attention at the very least.
You're not walking with them. Because if you're walking with them, you're paying attention.
Yeah, you better.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, that you got a good point, man, because all the other stuff was leading up, right? And there's always that breaking point, that always that tipping point. What made whatever happen.
Right.
You may be right on this one. Because I think that
it doesn't matter if I'm right or wrong, but I believe
he's been leading up to this.
I believe it is the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's been leading up to it for a long time. He's dropped this throughout his broadcast. He was the only reason I was watching Fox.
Oh, yeah. No question.
How much have they lost since he left?
At last count, it was $1 billion.
That's with a B.
Market
$1 billion.
In hours. So.
Unbelievable.
But here's the thing.
They don't care.
Oh, did you? Here's another interesting investment fact.
Okay.
Guess who invested pretty heavily in Fox Corporation stock a month or two ago?
Mm-hmm. Who? Who's that?
It was something rock. I think it was a...
Feller.
No. Black.
Oh.
It was a racist rock.
Oh,
it's black rock.
Racist.
No. When you get those people...
Entities.
Sorry.
Yep.
That are moving your needle, your needle's going the wrong way. Sorry. Huh? It's going to.
Huh?
And they don't care because the billion that they lost overnight, it went to another... media company that they own.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They just don't want you to make money. You said this earlier, we're yapping. The whole thing that for us thinking that they're not just greedy. It's they don't want just more of their stuff. They want your stuff.
Yes.
Particularly in a business.
Like I said, they can't have when you get to a certain level where you're worth billions of dollars. You're going to do everything you can from that little guy that has an innovative idea or has a different voice that people are being drawn to squash that because it's in your best interest from a strictly financial, morally wrong, but it's your best interest to squash them like a little bug.
Yeah.
So you'll spend millions, even billions of dollars to squash someone to keep them from taking any of your power.
Your market share.
That's
exactly.
It.
Yeah, they will destroy you or buy you.
Well, you saw Glenn Beck, though. Talk about it.
Yeah.
He was like, come on, Tucker. Come on, let's do this. Come on.
Tell you what, it would be amazing if you did.
That'd be interesting.
I am not worried about Tucker, just for I suspect by the time you see this.
He may already have something.
There'll be a plan. He can do anything he wants to do.
I think he's got enough money to do his own thing if he wants
to. Of course he could.
He could be
a bigger, much more clear whose side you're on, Joe Rogan, tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely.
Tomorrow.
Absolutely.
So, I like Rogan, but, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Hmm.
Very, very interesting.
So, It'll be fun to see where he goes, mm-hmm. just because I'm curious.
Me too.
But I'm not worried about it.
What does this mean? I mean, obviously it's another shot across the bow to us.
Yeah.
But the response already from a lot of people has mm-hmm. been, they're idiots.
Oh, I canceled Fox Nation immediately. Oh. My subscription went.
See ya.
I was there for Tucker. Only reason to There's be some there. Other stuff there that's interesting. There is. I don't care enough about it to pay for it. Sorry.
Yeah. At the end of the day, that's what
and,
it comes to.
And apparently, many, many people went
it's
with me.
The same
me.
Thing. Yeah. Many, many people. So, and I think you're going to see that trend continue. But it's like I said, they don't care. They want power. It's not about the money for them. It's about control.
But see, they don't really. I don't even know that it's actually about Tucker in the grand scheme.
No,
they want
it's about
Fox,
ideals.
They want Fox News gone.
Yeah.
Because for many years, that was... Now, whether or not you would currently agree with them after Brett Baer at 8 p.m. in 2020 when he called the election, if you stopped watching them at that moment, like many, 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 many people did...
I went to Newsmax.
I did, except for Tucker.
Yeah.
And Gutfeld.
He was the only reason I was saying Gutfeld. He's pretty funny. That was the only reason I stuck around.
Yeah.
It was.
So...
Wow.
But that and AM radio... Are the only two things, the only two things that voice what most of us feel and believe. Guess what legislation?
I was just going to say, you saw too.
Unbelievable.
So legislation's now out trying to get rid of AM radio.
To not install it in any new vehicles.
No new vehicles, period.
Why?
Well, you know, they're electric and it takes too much wattage.
Oh, yeah, yeah. AM radio sucks a lot of juice. It's like a vacuum cleaner, just pulling all the power out of it.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that's the only thing I can come up with. I'm like, it takes too much wattage? I don't know.
I had one
There's
I could
literally
hold
no
my,
logic.
I had one I could hold in my hand when I was a kid, and I think I put a battery in it every 3 or 4 years.
Oh, yeah. It is unbelievable. Yeah. It's unreal. Well, it's low cost. Mm-hmm. It's not too hard to go through the process of starting or, you know, getting on a station if you have some decent content.
Right.
It is not highly, it's regulated, of course, FCC, but it's not highly regulated. Right. So it's
freedom.
It's freedom.
To speak for the common man.
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
And they don't want that.
Most conservative, savage, all them, most really, truly conservative, Christian, centric, this is what we believe in, staying on principles, is on AM.
Yeah.
And in Sirius, so how soon before Sirius satellite?
It won't be long.
Yeah, it won't.
Or they'll just clean it. Just clean it up, you know, because we can't have that offensive
stuff.
So
you're saying they're going to polish a turd?
They're exactly what they're going to do.
Yeah, yeah. You can polish a turd all you want, but it still doesn't taste like a Hershey bar, just so you know that.
This sounds like the voice of experience.
Yeah, it is. It is, unfortunately. I've tried polishing many turds in my business career. And you can polish all you want.
No, I was talking about the literal sense, but nonetheless.
Well, I've been told to eat that several times.
Good point. Well, the other thing I wanted to talk about is Joe officially putting his hat in the ring. Did you see his coming out video?
I started and I couldn't. I wasn't in the frame of mind. I couldn't do it.
The opening was interesting, though. Yeah. Here's the opening line.
Yeah.
Freedom. I think he said freedom, but he slurred the first word in the thing. I'm sorry.
For a minute, I thought it was Fetterman.
It may have been Fetterman. Maybe he said Fetterman.
He was channeling his inner Fetterman in that moment.
No,
yes.
he was... He was clandestinely announcing who's really going to run in his place.
Fetterman.
Oh, man.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, really quick. Before
you
got
to laugh or you'll cry.
Before we get too far away from Tucker, really quick.
Yes.
Really quick.
Okay, I doubt it's quick, but go.
Poor Don Lemon.
Oh.
Don Lemon gets fired on the same day.
And gets hardly any news.
And nobody noticed.
No one even cares. The best one I saw was Don Lemon gets squeezed, but Tucker or something. And so they said something the same byline and then elevated Tucker over top of him. I'm like, poor dude. He can't even get a break in his firing.
Babylon Bee, predictably.
Oh, my gosh. They're so funny. Love those guys.
Their headlines this morning was incredible. said CNN fires Don Lemon after realizing he's past his prime. After he said that
good
about
comment.
The ladies. Oh, this is a good one. Female crash test dummy says she doesn't know how the car got totaled. Have you heard this about the female crash test dummies?
No.
Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
He is getting funding to have crash test equity. He wants there to be... This is real. Female crash test dummies. Because... women go through a windshield at a quicker pace. I don't know. Good grief. What in the world?
But here's the thing. They already have them. They just have to identify as female.
That's exactly right. Jess, what was...
Don't spend the money.
What was the crash
test? Just strap on some prosthetics and they're done.
Or just a bra.
It's called
You're a bra away.
Well, it's called a bra at that time.
That's true. Think of the money they could save, though. Just buy some bras. That would fix it.
They identify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just...
There's a comedy bit. Hey, Babylon Beat, there you go. It's teed up.
Yeah.
Take your awesome crew and there it is.
Knock it out of the park.
Yes.
This is another good one. Man avoids IRS audit by labeling all his Venmo transactions payments to Ukraine.
Yes. Yes. I'm doing the same thing. Yes.
Oh, and if you're a sports fan, good grief. Aaron Rodgers retires from professional football to play with the Jets.
Gary B, I'm so sorry. I know you're a huge Jet fan.
He is a Jets fan.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry.
And then
it's funny.
Their Tucker headline was pretty. It wasn't funny, but yeah. Fox News fires the only reason people watch Fox News.
Sometimes humor, humor is rooted in truth, right? So yeah. That's why we got to keep it alive.
Have you heard, did you see the video of Justin Trudeau? We're bouncing.
Have you done anything else this week?
No.
What have you done?
No.
Are you?
Actually, I've worked a lot this week. I've written a bunch of songs. I've got a couple of new things we're going to put up at some point in the near future.
He gave me a preview of one of them.
I can't get through it yet. I got to sing it a bunch of times to be able to sing it.
It's very emotional.
Without losing it.
Yeah.
It just kills me.
It's so good, though.
Okay, here's
Trudeau.
Here's Trudeau.
My responsibility was to keep as many Canadians alive as possible. And all of the scientists and the medical experts and the researchers, not just in Canada, but around the world, understood that vaccination was going to be the way through this. And therefore, while not forcing anyone to get vaccinated, I chose to make sure that all the incentives and all the protections were there.
Okay. Quote, while not forcing anyone to get vaccinated.
Beside the Gestapo.
He is a liar. He is a liar. Good grief. If you're up in Canada and you're watching this, come on down. But still, how can you support a guy that just blatantly lies to you?
It enrages me because my family came over through Canada, helped to settle that area, and then came down into the United States. So I have a lot of roots in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And at one time, because I was doing so much business up there, I was thinking about dual citizenship. And I could have got it easy because of our roots, right? I want no part of Canada right now. And I am absolutely mortified what it's become, because every Canadian person that I'm friends with are amazing people.
Yeah.
And it just ticks me off that they're under that tyrannical crap. Mm. Oh, man. Oh, okay. Yeah, he must not be seeing all of a sudden everyone getting guts, because more and more proof is coming out. And all these doctors that are starting to say, hey, you know what? I was forced to classify a death that only a symptom of the death was COVID, but it really was a heart disease issue. COVID just helped it or whatever. The reclassification that is coming out now. There he is.
Did you know
yes,
this?
Yes.
I had access to more information than many people did because I was vice chair of the Health and Human Services Committee in the Senate. And so I was aware of much of what was going on. And then in the early days of April of 2020, when I received an email from the Department of Health with a link to the CDC advising me as a physician that they were going to adjust the way death certificates were completed, skeptically at that, and I said, what's going on here? And without meaning to be any kind of grand whistleblower, I ended up making comment about this on a local TV program that I'd been on the news for. And that traveled
What did adjust death certificates mean?
Basically, in the Minnesota Department of Health communication to the physicians, they said, if you believe that COVID-19 may have contributed to the cause of death, you can go ahead and put it down as the cause of death. And that's not right. The CDC for decades has said that our job as physicians, when we complete a death certificate, is to try to identify the initiating event that started the process of demise for the patient. So, for example, if I have a heart attack tomorrow, and a month later I have congestive heart failure, and we find that the heart attack was so substantial that I've lost the ability to effectively pump blood, and we learn that I'm not a candidate for transplant, and there's no remedies for my situation, and over time I falter and become more and more frail, and perhaps I go on hospice knowing that I have end-stage heart disease. If on my last 48 hours of life on Earth, I get exposed to COVID-19 without ever being tested or even having any symptoms of it, when I die, I died of a heart attack. The underlying cause of death would be coronary artery disease, and that led to a heart attack, which led to congestive heart failure. But it should not say that COVID-19 was the cause of my death. We were being encouraged to go ahead, and they said in this document, if you think that COVID-19 was a contributing condition, you can put it down as the cause of death. And I said, no, there's a box 2 on a death certificate called contributing conditions. That's where you put contributing conditions. If it's emphysema, if it's asthma, influenza, we put it in the contributing conditions box. We were being told with this disease, we could put it as a cause of death.
Okay. So all those numbers, all those millions and millions of people who died of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder how many actually died of COVID. Wonder.
That's the question. Well,
I know the flu went away completely. Thank God for that. We had
That was the best flu-free season we've ever had.
Amazing.
It was so good.
Almost zero deaths from flu.
Right?
After having millions every year.
Well, it wasn't listed as a contributing cause.
That's,
no. Well, oh, man. So, obviously, Trudeau hasn't seen any of this or any hundreds of other physicians that have finally come out and said, look, guys, this is what we were being advised to do. We just
He's above it all. He knows a lot more than they do collectively.
Well, it's because he's been in the trenches his whole life. You know, he worked his way up. Oh, no, he's silver spooned.
That's true.
Yeah, from the elites.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So that isn't white privilege. That's just privilege.
That's just privilege.
Period.
That's evil
Doesn't
privilege.
Doesn't matter.
Evil privilege.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah.
That's a new shirt.
Evil privilege.
Evil privilege.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if people will get it quickly without having watched this. So.
That's true. Mm.
All of you, please enjoy. Yeah. Evil privilege coming your way. Speaking of, we've got some funny ones coming, dude.
I know, I gotta get to it.
No. No pressure. No pressure whatsoever.
But there's this whole thing of making a living. So here's the deal. You tell everyone about this if you love the show. Get everyone to subscribe on you know, Rumble, because we know what YouTube's doing to us. And start, bookmarking turbulenttruth.com. Buy a little bit of merch.
No, buy a lot of merch.
Yeah, buy a lot of merch. Then we can reinvest some stuff.
We can talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can talk.
We can get some more things going. Unfortunately, it does cost money to run this thing.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah. And time. Time's the big thing for me.
Oof.
It's not about money. It's time.
But if you're making money.
Yeah, that's better.
I'm just saying, you can swap the time because.
That's capitalism on the kill right there.
That is. Yeah, sure.
So, you've been...
I got one more thing.
One
more thing.
Do it.
How about that transgendered individual identifying as a woman saying, it's time to go get your gun permit? be strapping. That way, if you go into a bathroom, you're following a little girl in there, and you're just going to whip your thing out and go to the bathroom because you still have all the man parts
right.
that a husband or father, a.k.a. father-husband like me or you, can't walk in behind him and whoop his butt and throw him out.
Right.
You know, that way he can pull down on us.
Really?
Yeah. You
so know? They're encouraging each other to arm up so they can kill us for protecting our children?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not going to work out, bro.
No, there's certain
for anybody, really. But I gotta say,
no, because here's the thing: they're banking the only ones that are going to be in there are the females. And I don't know about you, but I know a lot of females that are really good shots in this state. That
oh my
if
gosh,
that were to
yes.
happen, that would be really bad. And what's funny, some of them I know would just shoot them to maim them, pull them out of the situation, and then let me get a hold of them.
Yeah,
just saying. And there is a thing called righteous anger.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if God says,
my wife will absolutely shoot you.
Are you kidding me?
Quickly. And
well, you better hope she shoots you, because if the hillbilly ninja gets a hold of you, she's going to hurt you bad. I'm just saying.
Here's I just had this thought, because you know I care. I want to put this out there. If you are transgender and you are carrying a weapon into the girls' room, you probably should maybe some nice slacks on, because to lift a dress to get to, that's going to slow you down. I'm going to take you out every time. So
yeah. And I don't
no dresses. Anything. Just no dresses. Okay.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That's good advice. Yeah.
And if you do, maybe a chiffon number, something light.
Yes. Very light. Quick. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
How stupid. And you know what? It's funny because there's such an outrage over his thing that there's a lawsuit already started.
Oh my, yes.
You know, and it's going to get nasty. Stop thinking because you want to be outside the norm of society that you have a right to dictate how we operate society. You made the choice, we didn't. It's called majority rule. If you don't like it, get out. Yeah. It's called a constitution.
Yeah.
Get out. Change the constitution. They're trying to. They're not succeeding. Every time they go against the Constitution, guess what? It wins because it's God-breathed. Yeah. I really believe that. So, anyways.
So, I got one more thing to do really quickly.
Oh, Lord. You're gonna I don't know if I can handle another one.
No, you can.
Okay.
You will love this.
All right.
So, those of you that pay close attention, you'll see that Scott has one.
Oh, yeah.
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 And there's a story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, when I was... So I was brought up Catholic, and it was a great upbringing, but I really didn't know Christ. I just knew of him, right? And I was invited to Young Life. I went to Young Life, and frankly, pursuing a girl.
Yeah, well.
But a fellow soccer player said, man, you need to come. Annie McNeil, thank you. Without you, I wouldn't be saved. Means a lot. Should have brought that up. Anyways, so I get invited to my first camp, and I go, and it was awesome. On my last camp, which was senior year, I decided I'm all in. So I already said that I was in, but I really decided I'm all in.
Right.
So we were reading Exodus, we were reading Deuteronomy and some of the things, and there was one verse that popped out to me, and it said, take your servant to a post and pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall become your servant for life. So me being the brainiac I am, we can do it here, right? So we're like ice, and we're trying to get rusty nails, you know, we're trying to get... Totally, Jack. I had to go home and get it done right. It was totally wrong. But I took it out for years because of the corporate world. And I don't know why, but just I've had some events where I've gotten closer and closer. My walk's gotten deeper and deeper, and you know that. And I just felt like it was time to put it back in. I want to proclaim that I'm his servant.
There you go.
So there you go.
So there was a gentleman in Arkansas.
Okay.
That got arrested for piercing his son's ear.
Okay, you can whack off a tallywhacker.
You can do that.
But you can't pierce an ear.
You can't.
How old was the son?
17.
That's how old I was?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
He's got to be 18.
Oh, you got
to
be kidding.
Okay, hang on. You're going to love this.
Oh, my head's going to blow up.
It's unbelievable.
You're just trying to get me to blow up today.
This is so good.
What are you doing?
I'm.
You're killing me, Smalls.
No, you're going to love this.
Oh, my gosh, no. I don't know if I can handle this.
For what? Because I swear.
What are y'all doing?
Wait, what's happening? Why are you in my house?
Guys, I'm asking a question.
He's under arrest.
For what?
You're under arrest for piercing a wire
in your home.
He was not unlawful.
He's laughing at the charge.
Body arts without a license.
Guys, chill.
Oh my gosh.
What is really going on here? You got him?
Yes, I got all of them.
Guys, you're in the cameras. This is ridiculous.
They arrested him.
Piercing his son's ear without a license.
They're frog marching through the neighborhood.
They're literally walking through the neighborhood.
Without permission. No permission. They busted in my front door. This is the boy right here. He got a pierced ear by his dad. These cops busted in my door. Busted in the front door.
I wanted my ears pierced.
Cuffs.
Where was this?
This is Arkansas. Sarah Huckabee is the governor now. I'm assuming she's gonna do whatever needs to be done. That's beyond silly. That's beyond silly. Why would they do that?
They can go to Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them they're struggling with their identity. Mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood does a quick interview, which this has come out in several interviews lately, right, with people detransitioning.
Yep.
And say, great, you're over 16. We don't even need to talk to your parents. Don't worry about it. Or even younger.
Off you go.
Yeah, no big deal. Fill out this form, and we will prescribe what you need for the blockers. And when you're ready, we will help you find a surgeon without parents' permission.
Yeah.
But a parent who gave birth to this child is legally their guardian,
mm-hmm,
can't, with the child wanting to have it done, pierce an ear,
right,
as a symbol of whatever that is for them.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing.
I'm fighting everything in my fiber, mm-hmm, not to be the little red guy from In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And just lose my crap, because that is the most communistic thing I've ever heard in our nation.
It's amazing.
It's one of them. It's up there. Because that's absolutely unbelievable to me. And I'll tell you what, when I got out, the lawsuits would fly because it's unconstitutional.
Yeah.
I guarantee, mm-hmm, it's unconstitutional. Because, okay, number one, they went into the house.
Yeah, they did.
I didn't see a warrant.
No, there wasn't one.
It's unconstitutional.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll win this one.
I was reading some of the comments. Apparently, when the police come to your door these days, it's, mm-hmm, sad that you have to think this way.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't show you a warrant with your name and the correct address on it, don't open the door.
Yeah, you can't even open. Yeah, don't.
Because
open
when the door starts to be opened,
then they have the right to.
They can come on in and do whatever they choose, obviously. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not do that.
All right,
I think we need to defund those police.
What we need, it's not the police that's doing it.
No, it's not.
It's the higher-ups that are telling the police to do it.
It's the attorney generals that are placed by George Soros and all the rest of the evil people that want to undermine the Constitution, circumvent that with their own little pieces of power. It's in every major city in this country, pretty much. Now we're in act of God territory, folks, and you know how we feel about this. God is going to move. He's going to.
He's already started.
You can push. You can mock him. You can. But you will eventually
regret it.
Cross the line.
Yes.
And as a country, we have done it.
We've already done it.
We have done it.
We systematically removed him starting in the 60s.
So good news.
We're reaping that.
Good news. He will be merciful and loving to those who are walking with him.
There's only one way that's going to happen, and I think it tees up for your song right now.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Yeah. Yeah,
we know the song that you need to play.
We put it at the end of pretty much every episode until further notice, because it's the most important thing. Period.
It is. Until we repent, and we pray, and we ask for forgiveness for our nation.
And
turn from our wicked ways.
And when you do that, he promised to hear and to forgive.
Yeah.
And to heal our land.
Absolutely.
He will do it. Count on it. All right. I'm still Gary Chapman.
And I'm still Scott Cutcher.
And whoa, is this turbulent truth.
Indeed.
On the ground, a large fire just a couple hundred meters from the White House.
On top of it, jumping on this windshield.
The anger and the
the flames. It's all become soberingly familiar in this country.
And now they are blocking freeway traffic as you...
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'm gonna hear from heaven, forgive their sins and heal their and pray, seek my face and turn from your wicked ways, then I'm gonna hear from heaven, forgive sins, and I'll heal your land. Just humble yourself and pray. Seek my face and turn from your wicked ways, then I'm gonna hear from heaven, forgive your sins, and I'll heal your land.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and advocate for sin and heal their land.
Just pray.